Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona. We like to talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Kaya Slayman. Welcome to KXCI, Kaya.
Hi, thank you.
What do you do at the University of Arizona?
I am a senior majoring in biochemistry and French, but I also work as an undergraduate researcher in the Department of Immunology. In my lab, we are looking at autoimmune arthritis, specifically how the gut bacteria affect the development of autoimmune arthritis. If that bacterial population gets unbalanced, there's a reaction with your body towards the imbalanced bacteria. So we're studying one particular bacterium. It's called segmented filamentous bacteria. We'll say SFB. We are looking at how is that affecting the autoimmunity. Your body's immune system, which is supposed to defend you. Sometimes people have autoimmune conditions where your immune system recognizes itself as an enemy.
It's kind of like a really big misunderstanding.
Yeah. If you think about the immune system as like layers of defense, you have your skin, which is blocking things from being able to get in. And then you have what we call it an innate system that is coded for in your genes to be able to respond to this infection. And then past that, if this infection persists, you have your adaptive immune system. So you have your T cells, your B cells, and the other types of white blood cells that all work together to respond to the infection and help you develop a response to future infections of the same type, which is how vaccines are helpful, actually. The autoimmunity develops when B cells are producing antibodies that instead of recognizing harmful substance in the body, is recognizing the body itself. It starts attacking your cells, so like your cells in your joints, your cells in your lungs, and it can cause your lung to start hardening because collagen will start building up. It can cause your heart to expand and not function properly. It can cause kidney failure. It can cause all of this stuff, and it can cause death. Autoimmune conditions can be a serious problem for your body. So keeping your microbiota balanced with like probiotics probably helps you.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
Probably more school.
What's next for Kaya?
I took the GRE over the summer. And I am looking to apply to some grad schools this semester.
The Education Center of Life.
Isn't that what science is, though? Just constantly learning.
Kaya, do you ever listen to music?
I listen to a lot of country music.
Ooh, yes.
I listen to a lot of Zac Brown Band because I heard Chicken Fried.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was fun enough that I was like, okay, I'll start listening to a lot of their music.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.